This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Noon Whistle, Dovetail, Beguile, everything in that malt row, and we have a huge beer news selection at the end of the episode, so get ready.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And Nick, we just did this. We were rocking that Friday episode. Now we're here Tuesday. No rest for Beer Pass.
I love it, man. I love it. Bring it on, man.
We're both rocking some hats today. You brought in these Ballast Point Sculpin IPA hats.
Yeah, man, they're black on black, and I've had them since, with the snapback, I've had them since the launch party, mm-hmm. and I just forgot to bring them in. And then, you know, they we got them branded with the CBP on both of them. I saw this hat, I was like, yo, this is a Brad Chmielewski hat. We got to get two of these,
man. Yeah,
it's man.
Pretty nice. I like it. And, rock that one out. Cool. Have you been back to Ballast Point since...
Man, you know, actually, I went to the Dawson. Remember we talked about the Dawson, Camp Dawson.
Okay.
And then, you know, I had just one post-game round after that at Ballast Point.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it was the same way when we went. Like, I was way too trashed after I leave Ballast Point because their beers are that way.
They're sneaky, yeah.
I'm like, dude, when did this happen? When did I drink this much? That's how I felt. And I'm noticing a lot of staff. I met him. He works for both Haymarket and Ballast Point.
Okay.
We saw a couple people that work from Lagunitas, and now they work at Ballast Point. So it's just fun to see, like, you know, people who fills these roles when these new breweries open. It's like, okay. Oh, there's people from these other places I know.
Right, yeah. That's cool. I've gone in there, once or twice. I did have that, like, New England IPA that they brewed for their first beer on the system.
Yeah.
My only problem with that place is if you don't sit at the bar or a table... You're just kind of standing in the middle of the room, it feels like, because that's like the walkway for the kitchen.
Oh, you're like in the line of fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I did a meetup there and had people there, and we all just stood there. It's like sort of at the bar, but it's also sort of in the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a weird spot, like a weird layout.
And there's not enough room on the other side of the bar because the tables are there, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they almost need to put some tables there, so then maybe you move around the corner. I don't know.
Something that encourages like a standing group to like be comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe some tall boys in a corner or something.
It was just kind of. I do like the spot, so it's nice.
The spot's cool. I definitely want to check out the rooftop when it opens.
Yeah, it should be soon, right?
Yeah, apparently an express elevator to go straight up to 5, and then it's like an indoor outdoor roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You swipe your card once and you can get beer up or down.
Yeah. They do need to move like a bathroom. They should have put a bathroom like on that floor though.
Oh, on the first level instead of going like 3 floors down? We're exaggerating, but there's two
levels.
There's two flights of stairs. There's two flights of stairs and a hallway to get to the bathroom.
You'll talk to anybody that they're like, oh yeah, hope you make it back. Like that's like the joke about it. But still. That's the bathroom's one extra floor down kind of thing. Oh man, my life's so tough. Anyway,
don't give us something to complain about because we will fucking complain.
We got beers and we're here to complain. No, that's not what Chicago Beer Fest is all about. We talk about the beer we're drinking, the things we drank the past week, and what we're going to be drinking. And at the moment, we're drinking some Hot Prism Flamingo Pink IPA from Noon Whistle. That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. It's home of the 360 rip off the entire lid top too, man, which I dig. I'm a huge fan of this can.
I dig it, but I see the problem. Like, you rip it off, and now it just sits here.
What do I do with this?
What do I do with it? Like, if you're, like, out somewhere. Yeah. Like, if you say this was, like, New Orleans, and you could, you know, just go and rip this off, you might just throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
So, but they need a little hook or a little... Something
can't have it all, Brad. How are you gonna get aromatics and get
and do get, like
and have no waste, you know?
I do like drinking out of it though. It does feel like this fun cup.
Yeah. It's like a cool pink cup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Hot Prism, Flamingo pink. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any adjuncts or anything in it. It's just got a pink can, and they call it Flamingo. It does. It's heavy on the floral aromatics, you know?
Yeah, I don't...
7%, 6.9.
We don't know why it's called that or anything like that, but I thought it was fitting because it was the gay pride stuff was right. over the past weekend, right. and we were talking about the gay IPA. And so why not go with the pink beer for this week?
Makes sense. It's all falling into place. I do get that nice, pleasant kind of like... the candy note, we were trying to describe these candies that you get for Valentine's Day where they're chalky and they have little letters on them. You can spell things out with mm-hmm. them. It reminds you a little bit of that on the mid palate.
Yeah, it is yeah. pretty sweet. Yeah, nice. So. But yeah, I went out there over the past weekend. I was out in the suburbs in that area and figured I drove past it. Why not just pop in and get a 4-pack to go?
I've never been there.
Okay. It's yeah. right next to Whirly Ball in Lombard. Okay. I had, while I was there, I had their Kolsch, which was pretty tasty. And then we got a sampler of the Peel, which is a sour beer that they had, sour grapefruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. I'm glad I got a taster.
Okay, and, there you go.
And the full pour of the Kolsch they had. So.
What are they giving you on the aesthetics as far as like, it's kind of like your standard kind of industrial park?
No, it's like vibe. A strip mall. Strip like, mall. If you think of... You've been over to, what's the place? It's Hubbard's Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Unani.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
But a little bit of bigger, like, more hangout space inside. They have a shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Bigger bar area. There's, like, more sit-down at Unani. This is just, like, come hang out. If you need to use the bathroom, you have to, like, walk through the brewery, kind of like if you've been to Church Street. You kind of have to do that, too, where you just, like... walk directly through the brewery and yeah. like, please don't break anything kind of thing. but usually like lots of family, some kids in there, just people hanging out. They have a nice little patio out front too. So it was a perfect day this past weekend.
Right on.
Yeah.
That sounds groovy, man.
But that was my only stop. And that kind of coincided with this beer that I ended up picking up. Cause I was like, we just recorded Friday. Got to hit up the brewery. Got to do something.
Yeah, right. Or the show will be super quick if we yeah. don't, right?
So, yep, that's it. But so that was my little outing, and I'm digging this beer. It's always nice to try their stuff. I think you'll see a few things in the stores, but not all their packaged goods make it out.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. What about you? What you been up to for the past couple days?
Man, I made my way over to Malt Row mm-hmm. and hit up Dovetail, man. The Dovetail bottle release.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is XO1 and XO2 are the two beers. This was the XO2 release.
Okay.
So XO1 was the, what was it? It was a Rausch beer. It was a smoke beer blended with like a wild ale, right? Okay. That was XO1. And XO2 was they're calling it a wild table beer. So it's the wild ale mixed with the blended with the lager.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I had those. What really got me out was this chance to buy some Dovetail dollars and reserve a bottle of. It's cute. They give you the cute little certificate with yeah. the Dovetail dollars, and then you know your $22 or whatever, and it reserves a bottle of the Creek that's coming out on July 14th, I believe.
Can you do anything else with Dovetail dollars?
No, because this is only it's only four bottles, you know.
So you trade regular money.
You trade regular money for Dovetail dollars, and it reserves you the right to have but they'll hold a bottle for a week before they move it out to production or sell it all.
Okay. Yeah. Did you already trade in your Dovetail dollars, or you have them when you go pick it up? It's right. kind of like your ticket. Then,
yes.
Right? Okay.
It's like your ticket. Right. Okay. So I was kind of curious about this Creek because, like, when you go on their tour, they can't wait to show you like their cool ship upstairs, and they're doing it like they're describing it as the Chicago's first all like wild fermented beer.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah. Which I'm like, you know, I believe them, but I'm like, man, really? This is Chicago's only like all spontaneously fermented ale? Is this one?
Okay.
You know. But yeah, so, you know, because that's like you would think that's the way like. That's the way Cantillon does it, right? They get the cool ship. There's no top on it, and whatever microorganisms are in the air, that's fermenting the beer. Mm-hmm. And they're using like 2,300 pounds of sour cherry. So I'm like,
I thought Allagash has a cool ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chicago, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there's a few places. I think Allagash's is like giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
so.
Dovetail's is, I haven't seen it, but it's got to be pretty small, right? Can't be.
It's. It's most of the room.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then. Okay, then.
It's a good size. I don't know what the other ones look like.
I don't know. This one
was a good size.
I do not know the sizes that cruise ships come in.
This is a lot bigger than I was expecting. It's a decent size. I wouldn't say the whole room, but it fills up probably half the room.
Okay.
Yeah. Upstairs.
So it's like an indoor pool.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of...
Indoor pool, but with a bunch of windows.
Like above ground pool inside, right? That's kind of...
You're making between you and this beer, I'm chuckling.
But like I have not seen one. I know of them. I know the purpose, but when you try to think of them, you're like,
no. But seriously,
it's just a metal above ground pool.
Big steel pool. Yeah. With the ability to drain and add liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious about this creek. So I'm like, well, man, let me go reserve the creek, and then while I'm there, maybe I'll try these other beers, right? So I got the lager while I was there, and I got the XO2.
Okay.
Right. Oh, but they got a cool magazine about Malt Row. And have you heard of this other brewery, man? We all know the other ones, right? You know, Dovetail and Spiteful, Beguile, Half Acre.
Empirical.
Yeah. And then, but Urban Renewal.
No.
They have a Kolsch and a lager. I've never heard of them. They weren't open today because they did their Malt Row Festival that day. But I had never even heard of Urban Renewal.
No.
But they're in the Malt Row book.
Who, what, where?
All the deets it gave was like, hey, we got a Kolsch, hey, we got a lager.
You can't be doing Kolsches and lagers with Dovetail in the same row.
I don't know. I'm curious. Yeah. So you know, we're at Dovetail. We're enjoying these, you know, these old world monk style beers. And then after that, we're like, well, what do we do now? And it's like, well, you know, we could go to Half Acre.
Yeah.
So we're like. And I'm like, yeah, they got a beer garden too. So we ended up going to Half Acre.
Oh, so you went all the way to Bowmanville Half Acre, not even the one right there.
No, not even the one right there.
Okay.
No, dude, they got me with that beer garden.
You know? It's big, right?
It's big. Yeah, and the soccer match was on. I think we're like, dude, let's go. Mm-hmm. So we went up there. Yeah, Half Acre had they had some fun beers on, man. They had they call it a '90s IPA.
'90s IPA?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like a straight up, like, you know, English, basically an English style IPA, right? And then they had the
Is that the only, because it's an old IPA? Like,
yeah.
Like a retro IPA?
They're saying it like this was before, like, the West Coast found its way and before, back in the early 90s, I guess, like, an IPA meant that it tasted like this. Almost like how Goose's IPA is, right?
That's weird. Why don't you just call it English IPA?
No, I mean, because, you know.
Or that, just an IPA.
That was also the 90s, though.
That's clever. That's super clever marketing, because you're going to be like, well, I got to find out what a 90s IPA is. And you're like, damn it, this is just the English IPA.
It's the first beer I got. I'm like, let me get that 90s IPA, bro. Yeah, we heard it. We heard the guy who sat us at in the beer garden. I overheard him telling someone that Pony Pills was the beer that uses the most hops of anything in their catalog.
What?
Right. He's like, Pony Pills use more hops than any other beer.
Like in each batch or like overall? Like right. Just because they brew so much?
No, like in each batch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What caught my eye when I was there was this Animal Print. It's a 12.5% Mexican hot chocolate stout.
Okay.
You know? And it was nice. Very Abrascus-esque. Reminiscent of Abrascus, nice. Where Abrascus gets more like chocolate and cinnamon forward. This was like more like booze forward, you know? Yeah. But that was pretty good too. Yeah. And then I had a couple pale ales from them.
Okay.
They had a ton of beers on tap, maybe like 20 outside. And then like the list was different inside.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Like they had a lot of beer.
Yeah. The last time I was there, I think they had, I want to say like 10 or so. And it was like the staples, maybe a couple. I think they had that like quadruple IPA on at the time.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, 20 beers. Damn. That's pretty nuts. 90s IPA.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this. I feel like there's a pretty awesome event that could happen around a 90s IPA.
Yeah, right. And then the other one I had was the Boxen Pale Ale. Yeah. Might have been 20 total beers. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 10 and 10. I think it was more like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can get all the cans, all the staple cans. You can get those outside. And then this draft list, though, of like 10 beers was all stuff like you hadn't really heard of for the most part. Obviously, outside of like Daisy Cutter and Pony, these other eight were just like, you know, Coming of Age, which is a London Brown Ale, and, you know, Life Cycle, which is a Belgian Blonde. That's the one everyone was ordering, the Belgian Blonde.
Life Cycle. Well, it was pretty warm this past weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend, good and sunny. But yeah, a lot of stuff I hadn't heard of. It was nice to get over there. I think last time I went was might have been for that party. They had a party night.
Okay.
Yeah, I went for that.
And speaking of those guys, the Big North tickets are going up for sale here.
Yeah, that's gonna be what, August 8th, 8/8/18, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
8/8/18. Wow. Yeah. So yeah, that's coming up. So speaking of Half Acre, be on the lookout for the tickets. I don't know if I have the date off the top of my head when they go on sale. I know they announced the party, and we talked about in the last episode that we haven't ever made it to a Half Acre party. You hear rumors of the greatness of the Half Acre parties, but we have not made it to one.
Yeah. Year 3 of the Big North.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keep a lookout for those tickets. Cool. You make it over to anything else?
No, man. You know, I started to cruise Malt Row, but I ended up just going to reserve my bottle of Cherry Creek, which we should drink when it comes out. And then I went to Half Acre, and that's kind of all I did.
So you still have your Dovetail dollars?
I still have my Dovetail dollars.
Is it?
I got $22 worth of Dovetail dollars.
Are they singles?
It's a certificate, and then it's it's got a signature from one of the brewers.
Okay, so it's not even dollars. It's just a voucher.
It's a voucher.
Got it. Why did you just have dollar? I'm confused by that. I'm intrigued and also confused by this whole thing. You just want to invest in Dovetail dollars.
This is XO2, you know, and there's only been XO1.
Yeah.
Maybe by XO3 or 4, who knows, maybe we'll get actual dollars. You know, because that would be fun, right? Because they seem like they like to have a little fun. You know, like, I'd love an actual, like, dollars with, like, brewer faces on it.
Yeah.
Staff then, faces like, on it.
Malt Row money.
Malt Row, you know.
And then you can go to any of the Malt Row places and spend your Malt Row money.
George Pullman, who did the Pullman cars down there, he was trying to have his own currency just to pay his employees.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had his own town. And, dude, that's not a bad idea. Malt Row dollars.
Malt Row money, yeah. And then, yeah, you could go there. And who knows, like we were talking about, Dovetail beers are $7. And Beguile beer, I think they're usually like around $5. Maybe next year they go up. But yeah. You got in on those dollars.
But you got in and you're paying with mobile. It'll be like, you know, $9, you know, cash or credit. But, you know, $6 if you got Malt Row dollars, right? You know, like a little, that's like a spin on like the frequent buyer program.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I would definitely buy $20 in Malt Row
dollars. Yeah.
And you hang out and just hit them all. Because, you know, honestly, we were going to go to Band of Bohemia. I haven't been there since like, I went to my birthday a couple years ago. I went. That's the only time I've been. But we just weren't in the mood for like, you know. They're very eclectic, you know, it's like a Jasmine Thai pale ales and that sort of business.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I just wasn't in the mood for that.
Yeah.
But if I had Malt Row dollars, I might have bought $50 worth, I might have ended up there.
Yeah, because you don't go to Band of Bohemian to like crush beers.
Right.
Like it's like an after dinner drink kind of place. Like you can go there and sit at the bar and drink, but the beers are they are going to wreck your palate or they're going to like change what you're drinking. And that's sometimes what you want. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
But all their beer is really good. And that place is amazing. Like if you haven't been there, like the Bohemian music they're playing, it's just really cool.
The only brew pub in America to earn a Michelin star is Band of Bohemia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, anything else? Then or was that it? That was your weekend adventure.
Yeah, that was it, man. That's all I hit.
Cool. Well, we talked about some events that are happening Wednesday on the last episode because this episode probably won't go up until either late Tuesday night or Wednesday. So what else do we got coming up this week that people should be checking out?
Man, on Saturday, June 30th, the Naperville Ale Fest is the 6th anniversary of it. This isn't the fest. Let me start there.
Okay.
They have an IPA that they was brewed for them as their 6th anniversary beer.
Okay.
It's a Blood Orange IPA. They're having a launch party for that beer at Solemn Oath this Saturday. Yeah. So that's a nice excursion. Like you said, you happen to be out doing stuff out that way. You know,
if you're out. Really, this weekend is going to be Rib Fest out in Naperville.
Really?
Yeah. They always do 4th of July Rib Fest. So, yeah, if you're out there, you're going to go to Rib Fest. Maybe you can head over to Solemn Oath. They should probably have this beer on at Rib Fest.
Yeah.
I don't know the beer situation at Rib Fest. I've only been maybe once or twice.
Naperville loves a festival.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, I think there's a wine fest. They say the beer fest out there is like the smallest of the ones out there.
Really?
Like wine and rib are like way bigger than
the rib fest is nuts.
Yeah.
It's like basically like a carnival. Like I think there's rides, there's bands, like it's huge.
They like to party. Mm-hmm. Who can blame them?
Right. You know? But there's that other fest you went to last year that was out farther at the Roundhouse.
It was in Aurora. So a few more stops on that same metro line. It was the Two Brothers annual. It used to be called Hop Juice Fest. Yeah. Now I think it might be called Hop Centric Fest.
So I think Rib Fest is, I don't know how big that was, but Rib Fest is like, there's music, there's other stuff, just like the hop juice kind of thing.
That thing was nice. It was laid back. It sits right on the river. Mm-hmm. And then it's sprawling. So there's a lot of people there, but not all in one space at one time kind of thing. And they're pulling out a lot of their sour stuff too at Two Brothers.
I think there's even fireworks at Rib Fest, like at night. Like you could perch yourself up on like one of the little hills and stuff and watch fireworks for Rib Fest.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Fireworks every night.
Drinking, ribs, music, fireworks. Let's go.
You're all set at that point. Yeah. So that is Saturday. The just the launch for the anniversary beer is Saturday at Solemn Oath.
Okay. Cool.
Then also Saturday back in the city, there's a place called the Lawrence Tap Room. It sounds like it's near like Halsted and Lawrence.
Okay.
Lawrence House Patio, sorry. And they're around the bend has taken over the patio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we had Around the Bend on the show.
Yeah.
That was a good episode. I really enjoyed that one.
Right, yeah.
He came with a super cool suitcase of beer.
That beer. I should add that to, like, a Christmas list.
Yeah, man, when people ask you what you want. I saw this really cool, like, wool Bulls banner with all the championships on it.
Yeah.
And that suitcase. That would be...
That's what you need. That's your, like, line when you're waiting in line for, like, some more... bottle release or some darkness. You're just like, hold on, let me pull my suitcase, and I got my Bulls wool.
Because the suitcase is like outfitted for beer. It's not just like a suitcase that you stuff beer in. It's like, you know, it's got space for a suitcase. It's nice. Mm-hmm. That was Around the Bend, dude. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're partying from 2 to 6. They will have beer, food, and DJs at the Lawrence House Patio.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. If I'm around, I think I want to go to that because, like, you don't really get to just try all their stuff at once.
Yeah.
You know, and we hit like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, we had a handful, and it was nice to, you know, dive in because especially any brewery, like, you don't often want to go in blind where, like, their beers come in 6-packs, and they're usually pretty great, but you're like, what is it? Like, weird, the cream ale.
Pistachio cream ale, Vera.
That one's great, but... average consumer might be like, I don't know if I want to.
You don't want to commit
six of those.
Yeah.
But then if you have it, then you know you're gonna go back. So.
Yeah. So that'd be a good party for that.
Mm-hmm.
The big party this weekend is the 19th annual New Belgium Tour de Fat.
Okay.
So Tour de Fat is the annual circus. It's a celebration of bikes, music, and beer. Right. And then that sounds just like the goddamn press release. what I love about this party is that they give all the money to a local partner. Here it is the West Town Bikes. And there is a pre-party for this at this Lawrence. This Lawrence House party place.
What's this Lawrence place?
I've never heard of this place. I was going to ask you if you'd heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's 1020 West Lawrence. They're doing the Around the Bend on their patio, and then they're doing a pre-party for this. So the parade is Saturday, but then Friday night, they're doing this thing from 6 to 10 at Lawrence House.
Okay.
So they're going to raffle off a brand new Heritage bike. $1 from every pint goes to West Town Bikes. Yeah, and they're going to party it up the night before.
That's cool. I've never gone to the Tour de Fat.
I've never been to Tour de Fat. And, you know, last year it was at Northerly Island, and the Roots were there. And I was doing the fucking brew bus and missed it. I seen the Roots 6 times and I missed that show.
You've seen them.
No, but you gotta go to all. You go to all. Every time they come, you go. That's what you do. You know.
You treat them like fish.
It's like my version of fish. Exactly.
All right. Nice.
Lawrence.
I don't know this, but I don't hang out a lot on like Halsted, like places. I haven't been in the Halsted area in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty far east. Yeah. If I'm that far east, I'm hanging out at the beach. Mm-hmm. I don't really just like hang out.
Right. So we've talked about there. There was that Dry Hop. Are they on Halsted?
They're like Broadway, which is a bar. Yeah.
So I haven't been to Dry Hop in a long time, especially since Corridor is a lot easier to get to. And I more seating.
It's just easy. Yeah. And it's the route. That's just like the route you take. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this ought to be good. This is Saturday, June 30th. It starts at 10 a.m. in Humble Park. Yeah. This thing like changes venues every year, it seems like.
A little bit.
Yeah. So that's a good time. Fun for everyone. It's $15 to get in. All ages are welcome. Of course, only 21 and up will be served booze. Uh-huh. Yeah. Entertainment ensemble of comedians, circus dancers, just all sorts of mayhem. And then they're they got an indie rock band headlining this year called Best Coast.
Best Coast. Yes. Yeah. Nice. Because it's the end of the month and it's 4th of July weekend, technically.
Right, because the 4th is the middle of the week next week.
Yeah, so you don't typically celebrate the 4th afterwards. You like pre-party to the 4th, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what happens when the 4th is on like Thursday next year, but who knows? We'll find out. So next week, I think, is almost a checkout week for most people.
Yeah. It's zombie land in most offices.
Yeah, so you'll probably get plenty of drinking in, a lot of events happening. Hopefully it's nice here in Chicago so we can all hang out outside.
Yeah. This Best Coast group is an indie rock group from L.A. Sounds like they're a surf rock, retro pop influenced. And there's going to be 6 other acts at this party. So it's an all-day music fest. Okay. It's over from 10 to 5.
I feel like the Best Coast is the No Coast here.
No Coast.
Yeah.
And then there's a No Coast IPA too, right?
Someone has a No Coast IPA.
Yeah.
I can't think of top of my head.
Best party is North Coast. That's where you want to be. I'm a little too old for that party, but I saw Snoop Dogg at North Coast, and it was like the top five.
Damn.
Top five. I mean, because come on, you see Snoop at concert, you know every Snoop song. You know, like every song.
He's gonna play the hits. Yeah, like he's not gonna play something off.
He's basically Lionel Richie at this point.
He's not gonna go like Snoop Lion on you.
No. Like. We will be bypassing the Snoop Lion album, the No Limit album. We probably won't get to that either. We're going all death row for 2 fucking hours. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, he knows what the people want. So that's all events. The two events we mentioned.
I forgot he was Snoop Lion. He had dreads and the whole shit, right? Oh, man.
It was just an excuse to, like, smoke even more weed.
Yeah, but Tour de Fat, man. Like, that's good for them because they're, like, a top 4 brewer, like, volume-wise in the country.
Yeah.
And then they come through and they're like, hey, come party with us and we're giving all the money to your local bike shop and we believe in, we're family-owned and we believe in everybody getting out here riding bikes. I'm almost tempted to ride my bike out there.
There you go. Do it. You know? Do it up.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
Good for them.
Any other events to check out then?
That's the big one, man. That's all I got.
Cool. Well, before we get out of here, we always like to close with some beer news. What's been happening in the world of drinking? Right on, man.
Let's talk about the good folks at Lagunitas, the Heineken Craft Division here in Chicago. They're coming out with an IPA-inspired sparkling water infused with THC and CBD.
Really?
Yeah.
They could get away with that?
I mean, yeah, because like the law states that you can't have booze and THC or CBD in the same product.
Okay.
So they're taking their sparkling water and they're hopping it like they would a beer, but it's just water, and then they're infusing one of the two, THC or CBD, in it.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is coming out of a California location.
So you can only get it there, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they're a big operation.
Yeah, but you can only get it there. Like, you can't buy it here.
I imagine they would can it, though, right?
Is it going to have anything? You're going to get high off of it?
Off the THC ones, you probably would. Yeah, yeah.
So you're not going to get it here.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're right. Because this Illinois isn't
it's not a recreational state. So.
Yeah.
That's interesting,
though. But it sounds like they're making the move, man. Yeah. If you follow on, like, there's some cats on Twitter on the West Coast that will talk about, like, how at their favorite bar, you know, a beer handle has been taken down in favor of a sparkling THC handle.
What?
Yeah, like that's a tweet I've seen recently. So I think this is the future is now with this stuff. I think this is the next wave. You know, I think craft cocktails in cans and this, right? Or just gonna be
just they're changing the law to have CBC like as drugs, like they're declassifying that. So
yeah, man, because like, you know, well, on the CBD side anyway, on the CBD side, they're giving kids that, you know, have like seizures and shit like that, yeah, and leukemia, they're giving them like CBD.
So I think that's the main reason for it. But yeah, this is turning into weed talk. That
it is turning into that.
That's it. That's interesting. So
yeah, it is.
Next time I'm out in California or Denver or Oregon, look for sparkling water with weed.
I like their twist on it. They're presenting it and saying, hey, you know, we kind of mimic an IPA when we did this. Like we treated it like an IPA, and we would have made a full on beer with it in there if we could have.
Remember that AB video where they put out where the brewers were talking about like, oh, we got to watch out for
Wicked Weed Salt.
Yeah, right? We got to watch out for wine and hard cocktails.
They're the Armada coming across. They drew this analogy of like
you gotta watch out for weed sparkling water. I think that's the real threat.
They're the real enemy. You know, it's not about us selling our brewery to Bush. AB
sparkling water with weed. It's got that hop. It's got that hop bitter you like, but more refreshing.
Man. So that's Lagunitas. Surprise, surprise with Lagunitas. Yeah. Of course, they're coming to market with that.
On the West Coast, I saw that Anchor Steam is Canon Steam. First time, we're gonna see the Anchor Steam in cans.
Yeah, and that's their. I want to say, not a cream ale, but I want to say it's a.
It's a steam ale.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. God damn.
I believe from the photo I saw, they were like a little skinny cans, like
Oh, really? Like the Red Bull style cans.
Yeah, or the 6 Point.
Point has those cans.
Yeah, it was tough to tell. It was like two people cheersing, so it could have been like 16-ounce cans, but they kind of look skinnier.
I'm more excited about a skinny because Anchor Steam's good. Actually, all of Anchor's beers are good.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about a skinny Anchor Steam can than I am like a tall boy, you know, wrapped. A blank tall boy can, you know, like shrink wrapped.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about a skinny can from them.
Yeah. So that'd be interesting. I haven't seen Anchor Steam in a long time, like even on the shelf.
Yeah. I saw, I'm up in Rogers Park now. So we're at Beer on Central, and I saw Russi, who is a local rep for Anchor Steam.
Okay.
Russell used to be a Goose Island guy, but he's got roots in San Francisco. Oh, but that's the last time I saw Anchor Beer when I saw him.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there was an Anchor dinner at Hopley a few years ago. That's the last time I probably had an Anchor Beer.
Anchor seems it's solid.
It's solid and it's easy to overlook because we're in pursuit of what's next.
Yeah.
You know, always. I think somebody asked me recently, like, what's the beer I keep in my fridge, and I had to like lie, right?
Like Daisy Cutter,
Ninja Versus, you know, because you don't keep the same beer, right?
Yeah,
you know, the classics or you know, beers that are just good and always good, they get overlooked, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so one more note about the THC infused beers, you know, the founder of Blue Moon, Keith Vila. He's like 20 plus years at Blue Moon, he retired.
Yeah,
he also announced this year that that's his thing too. That he's gonna make beer and then de-alcoholize it and then infuse it. Yeah. Hmm. So that's, you know, we're starting to see that a little bit. So there's that.
Reminds me, staying on this, reminds me of that. What was that beer, that Beer Wars movie?
Yeah.
Where that lady was trying to sell.
Was this the Sam Adams one, back? Yeah.
She was trying to sell, wasn't she trying to sell like hard liquor, like canned, like sparkling booze or something?
You know,
hard ciders.
I spent a lot of that movie trying to figure out. Sam Adams is the top of the food chain. I'm trying to figure out for half this movie, why are you leaving Sam Adams to start your own thing? Yeah, I forget. She was selling something. You're right. I just forget what she was selling.
Yeah, it was like hard. Someone's yelling at their car stereo. It was, it was this. But this reminds me of that a little bit. Like, oh, we're going to kind of chase this next trend. And it might work out. We are seeing those like LaCroix kind of hard alcohol things kind of pop off right now. Like, I forget what they're called, but like
2009 Beer Wars came out.
Yeah, man. So like 10 years ago about.
Dude.
Just shy of 10 years.
We're old, man. I did not want to know
that. But yeah, so it reminds me of that a little bit as you're chasing it. I don't even think the hard
Moonshot 69.
What was it? as Nick, this is great podcast as we're looking stuff up on the internet.
Oh, man.
But I don't even think, like, the hard, like, sparkling hard alcohol has even, like, taken off like they have hoped. So even to switch to, like, oh, we're going to go weed drinks now, it seems like a moonshot, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like that all over again. We'll come back to that. What else is in news, man? Oh, Middlebrow, who we've had their beer on the show. I think we had them for the Hyperview episode. We had a little Middlebrow there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Middlebrow is they're partnering with Gene's Sausage Shop for a collaboration.
Sausage.
Genie's is the name of the beer. So it's a blended yeast kolsch with honey and mandarin hops.
Okay.
Yeah. So Middlebrow and Gene Sausage Shop. Right.
I hear drinking on the roof at Gene's is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Never been to Gene's.
I've been to Gene's, but I've never, like, you can get a sandwich, like lunch sandwich, and have a beer and hang out on the roof.
Yeah.
So
I'd be down with that.
Right in the little, like, square, like that street you can't really drive down, but you can. Is there one-way street?
Lincoln Square?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a quality strip of booze and food establishments right there.
Yeah, definitely.
From, like, Montrose down to, I guess it would be, you know, Lawrence. Mm-hmm. From Lawrence to Montrose?
Yeah.
Quality. Yeah, good stuff. Two Brothers is in the news because, you know, they're doing the they're a brewery and a distiller now, and they've come out with their first batch of canned cocktails, right? The first one off the line is going to be the Mojito. Mojito is 7.5% ABV. It's a rum mojito, ready to drink cocktail with real rum, Brad.
Man, we're just like talking about this like canned cocktail, sparkling water thing. We're going to have to spin off Beer Pass into canned alcohol drinks.
If I got a choice between their 21st anniversary Pilsner and this mojito in cans, 4-pack, 6-pack, 12-pack.
Really? You're going to go mojito?
Mojito all day. That's what I'm doing. Because, dude, I tell you, man, last time I went to the Roundhouse, man, they had these, the guy was super cool. He was just letting us try all the liqueurs. Yeah. And, man, they're doing fun stuff, man. Their rum is good. Their coffee liqueur is good. You know, and it's every bit as interesting as any beer they make is this stuff. This stuff's good.
I feel like if my feet aren't in the sand or hanging out dangling in a pool, I don't want a mojito.
No mojito. No mojito for Brad. That's like me. If it's not on a Sunday, if I can drink Bloody Marys on a Sunday. If it's not Sunday, I do not want a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
At all. Yeah. All right. Weldworks out in Greenlee, Colorado. They held their first invitational event this week. So they had like a beer fest invitational, right, at like a hotel, right? I like Weldworks. I've tried a lot of their stuff, and usually bottle shares, their stuff pops up. You know, they're fun. They got some fun beers. Moore Brewing in Villa Park. They were invited, and so was Microphone.
Nice.
Invited to this thing. I brought up that because Moore brought like all the beers that everybody was standing in line for hours and hours.
The
Henna barrel aged stuff.
Yeah.
They brought it all to this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop waiting in line, people. Just go to Beer Fest. Stop waiting in line.
Yeah. The Weldworks guys, last year they took a silver medal for their rum barrel aged Medianoche. It's like FOBAB. This is their stout. And then the non barrel aged version of that beer took a gold medal at JBF. Mm. Yeah. So they're one of those crews that, you know, a lot of hazy beers, some really fun sour beers, and then big badass stouts.
Nice.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys. And I want to talk about Chef Juan Kim.
Oh, yeah. Original brouhaha.
Yeah, the original brouhaha. Yeah. Chef Juan Kim, you know, I think he had his roots as like, he's an artist. He draws murals all across the city.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he was also the chef at the Whole Foods in Lincoln Park. So whenever they did a beer dinner, his foods were paired with like various breweries, right?
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but Chef, his two latest projects are, he did the mural over at Bixie Beer.
Yeah.
And that's in Logan Square. And then he did the mural at the New Fishman's.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are cool. And I like this because, like, he's the chef at Kimsey's. Like, the Maria's guys gave him his own restaurant.
Right.
But he still makes it a point to go, like, you know.
To do other stuff.
To do other stuff, which I think is pretty cool, man.
That's great.
Bixie Beer is the collaboration between Owen and Engine and Fat Willie's, which mm-hmm. is like next door to Owen and Engine.
Yeah, they're both right there.
Yeah, they're going to do Asian fusion food, and then they're going to have a brewery. They're making a beer. Bixie is called Bixie is named after the mythical Chinese turtle.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, and they hired a brewmaster, or calling them a head brewer. He's a Siebel grad. He brewed at Ram.
Wait, so the brewery going to be right there?
No, the brewery's going to be on a couple doors down from Rev, actually, on Milwaukee, like 2501 North Milwaukee.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, like so in between, you know, the California stop on the Blue Line.
Yeah.
And that and the Furious Spoon at mm-hmm. Fullerton and yeah. Milwaukee. It'll be between there.
So what, like where Radler was?
Like a couple doors north or, no, south. It would be more like where Chicago Diner is. Like, you know, where, you know, Rev, Chicago Diner, like,
so I'm like trying to narrow in the space. But yeah, okay.
Across the street from East Room.
Yeah, like almost next door to the Emporium pop-up.
Yeah, like a couple doors down from Emporium is going to be this Asian-inspired, like, brew house.
What?
From the guys from Owen and Engine.
Crazy.
Yeah, okay. So Wong Kim did murals at both of those. And while we're talking about Fishman's, shout out to Fishman's, man. They're, theirs is cool because it's like all the... Like Microphone's first logo is one of the murals, and you know mm-hmm. The robot from Metropolitan is one of the murals at their place.
Okay.
Oh, and they just got their permits, and they're opening on July 5th.
Nice.
Yeah. So this will be Fishman's 2.0.
Okay.
I think they closed 2 years ago because of a dispute with like the cut.
That's been 2 years.
It was 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, we've been sitting here too long. Not.
Yeah. So.
When's this brew pub open up? Does it have a date yet? No
open date on Brixie. Yeah, I mean, but they're painting, and they have a head brewer, which is something they didn't.
You
have
can't
before.
Sit on that space very long. It's way too expensive. Yeah, I think, just to chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hipster Highway is what they're calling that strip of Milwaukee.
Man,
it's
that's
funny.
Nuts! Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, the big news there is Fishman's on July 5th.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. You gonna try to check it out?
Yeah, I think they're one of those crews, man, that like really define what it means to have a proper Chicago tap takeover. Mm-hmm. Cause like they'll have the first party that the like 18th Street and Spiteful and Pipeworks all poured at one time was at Fishman's. Like they go beyond just having the beers on tap. When they throw the party, all those guys, the Chicago guys, are actually there, like in attendance with their beers, just hanging out at the bar, which is really cool.
You gotta figure they probably kept some of their stuff. That was in the cellar to be like, welcome back kind of party.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did that. Yeah, and they're good guys, like a husband and wife duo. Mm-hmm. The Northwest Side, man, it reps hard for good beer bars.
Yeah.
Good bottle shops, too. I mean, within like, I don't know, I'm going to say maybe 2 miles, right? There's the Beer Temple and Capone's and Fishman's.
Yeah.
Like all pretty legit for local selection.
That's
like
pretty awesome.
Some of the best in the city, so.
Cool.
Right on. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode.
Whoa.
For recording on Friday, we had a lot to say.
Man.
Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch. We're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAT. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting photos on Instagram. We mentioned that. Chicago Beer Pass. There's stories, there's photos going up there, lots of stuff there. Facebook page, we share events, post other photos as well, so check that out, Chicago Beer Pass. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com, everything gets posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And we'll be back next week, July 4th, third time, with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.